Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We've been following these trials in the greater capital region, who've not only received national prominence, but both somewhat tragic. And we'll start with the situation in Lake George.
Yeah, that's been a very compelling trial. People are watching very closely. Yesterday, we heard testimony from people who were at Log Bay Day. That's the big party up on Lake George where young adults typically gather a lot of boats in a particular bay, Log Bay, and drink and have a great time all afternoon. It was after Log Bay Day that the accident happened in which one boat struck another and 8-year-old Charlotte McHugh died. So we heard from a young woman who was at her first Log Bay Day last summer when Alexander West, the man who was charged with driving the boat that struck the other boat that killed the young child. So this woman was at her first Log Bay when she was invited by Alexander West onto his boat to do what she said was cocaine. She told that to the Warren County jury on Tuesday. West is 25. He's accused of crashing his boat later that night into another boat and causing the death of the child who was riding with her family near Kramer Point on the lake. Parada was one of four witnesses testified about Log Bay Day, that summer party, which listeners should understand is an unofficial party on Lake George, a party in which officials up there have vowed not to have happen this year. The witnesses yesterday described Log Bay Day as a big party. There was even a sergeant from the Lake George Park Commission who monitors the priority every year who says it's a big drinking party. Much of the testimony yesterday focused on whether or not Alexander West was impaired by drugs or alcohol that day and into the night with defense attorneys challenging the witnesses' perceptions of that. That testimony continues today. That trial is well underway. The Albany trial, however, appears to be headed to a close.
Yes, and that, of course, has to do with this incident on a CDTA bus with UAlbany students who prosecutors accuse of lying about what they said was a racial attack.
Yeah, that trial seems to be winding up with attorneys yesterday offering their closing arguments. The jury had, and the case headed to a jury. The jury had little time for deliberations, however. They began working quickly, asked for testimony of two witnesses to be read back. They heard testimony of the first, a woman in the rear of the bus who was in the middle of the fight, and the second witness's testimony was to be read back first thing this morning. Defense attorneys for Asha Burwell and Ariel Agudio argued University of Albany police who investigated the incident conducted a sham investigation. They found only what they wanted to find, a defense for the university. Prosecutor David Rossi, however, countered in his closing that from the time of the incident until their testimony at trial, the women engaged in a campaign of deceit. Rossi relied on bus surveillance video from the bus ride to the university, which happened early on January 30th, 2016. Rossi argued that footage from the bus showed that Agudio and Burwell were the aggressors and that their account that the men attacked them based on their race was a fabrication. Both of the women are accused of physically assaulting a 19-year-old woman on the CDTA bus and falsely claiming they were victims of a racially motivated attack. They're accused of making the claims to police and reporting them later on social media and at a rally. They were both University of Albany students at the time of the incident, and the case has drawn national attention, especially on social media.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays to bring you the news from the region. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, we thank you.